It's one of the peculiar features of Kent County is that some of the national problems manifest themselves here in Kent. So, for example, the movement of traffic between this country and mainland Europe, obviously most of that goes through the port of Dover. So the roads to and from Dover and Dover Harbour are crucial. And if we're having problems, experiencing problems with delays, either due to weather or to some other reason, then having a road system that caters for that but doesn't actually close down Dover as a town, then that's got to be extremely good for Dover as well, as well as everybody else who up until now tends to get stuck in these traffic jams. But it comes all the way back up to the Lower Thames Crossing, and we've got two main routes that lead down to Dover. You've got the M2 and the A2 to the north, and you've got the M20 and the A20 to the south. So there are a number of improvements along that main, those two main arterial routes that need to be undertaken, and that's all in conjunction with Highways England. But along the way, of course, you've got contributions from the smaller districts and the smaller boroughs. And we mustn't forget, in all of this, it's not just about road transport. It's also about railways, to making sure that we've got the best and most efficient railway network that we can have.